Single release. Drummer Kyle Bowder and his band Too Much Lunch just released their first single, Graveyard Memory, on November 1. Written by lead singer and rhythm guitarist, Fran Escobia, it tackles leaving people from the past in the past. It's open to interpretation, said Bowder, a Sturgeon Composite High alumnus. The other two band members are Hector Teal on bass and Matt Ozens as lead guitarist. The alternative indie band surfaced in November 2021, modeling itself on the shoegaze subgenre of indie and alternative rock. It is usually characterized by an ethereal mix of obscured vocals, guitar distortion and effects, feedback loops and loud volume. Within the shoegaze subgenre, Too Much Lunch was inspired by Alves, a Canadian indie pop band originating in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. They're not super poppy, but they make good music. It's very catchy, but it also has alternative cred. They do a lot of experimental new music, but they keep it poppy. We like to make music with a cool vibe, but that is listenable and not too much out there. Pottery Sale. Julie Schroen Hage, one of St. Albert's most formidable potters, is hosting a handmade Christmas gift sale on deck 3 and 4. A potter for more than 45 years and a clay works teacher for 20-plus years, Hage expanded her talents while shuttered during COVID. Her collection of art now ranges from pottery and woodwork to paintings and upcycled creations. Her collection of original works, both functional and decorative, is ready to be shared with the public. The show and sale takes place at 84 Sunset Boulevard. For daily updates, visit www.facebook.com/jahartandesign/. Myrna Kostash at Library. One of the region's strongest promoters of Ukrainian culture is the award-winning Myrna Kostash. The Athabasca University writer-in-residence, who has explored her identity in a series of published works, is an invited guest at St. Albert Public Library on Thursday, November 24. She will reflect on what it means to be a Ukrainian-Canadian, and how this has changed in the face of the ongoing Ukraine-Russia war that is obliterating a country. Kostash's discussion in Forsyth Hall is scheduled from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Theatre Network. Marilyn Ryan, founding artistic director of St. Albert Children's Theatre, is starring in Theatre Network's world premiere of The Innocence of Trees. Written by playwright Eugene Strickland, the 90-minute production follows the life of visual artist Agnes Martin. Originally from Saskatchewan, Martin traveled across North America searching for happiness, going from Saskatchewan to New York to Taos, New Mexico. Ryan plays the part of the elder Agnes Martin who meets her younger self, a girl desperate to find something new, beautiful and innocent. Emma Ryan, Marilyn's granddaughter, portrays the younger Agnes. The production is presented in conjunction with Agnes Martin, Retrospective, a visual art and multimedia exhibit in the Roxy's Miller Art Gallery. Directed by Bradley Moss, The Innocent Trees runs from November 23 to Dec. 11. Tickets are available at www.theaternetwork.ca.